The Senate will please come to order. The colors will be presented by the Special Olympics Color Guard, and they are sponsored by the Platte River Detachment of the Marine Corps League. Please rise.
Post colors. Ready, post.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I would invite Father Tom Conkleton to give the invocation. Please remain standing.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we gather today in this chamber to convene the land of the dead, and to give the best that
please be seated. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Monday, February 13th. Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert,
here.
Hicks,
here.
Hines,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Landon,
here.
Martin,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Nutting,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Ross,
here.
Rothfuss,
here.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
excused.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Anderson,
here.
29 present, 1 excused.
All the members of the Senate are present and accounted for. Mr. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Mr. President, I move that the following named persons be placed in nomination as new employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively. Will the reading clerk please read the names of the new employees in their respective positions?
Cheryl Brown, Leadership Secretary. Richard Morrison, Education Committee Secretary, Ellen Thompson, Assistant Chief Clerk, and Dusty Horn, Student Page.
You've heard the motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has carried. On behalf of the entire Senate, I welcome you as staff members for this budget session, and I hope you will find your work to be both challenging and rewarding. Thank you. And Dusty. If I would, Dusty, if you'd come over to this mic. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency, the Governor, that the 2012 budget session of the Senate 61st Wyoming Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications that he may desire. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify the House that the 2012 budget session of the Senate 61st Wyoming Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications that they desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, would you like to make a few remarks in advance of the session?
Mr. President, I would, Jacob.
Go ahead.
From here.
If you'd like, you can come to the mic up here if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be brief, but what I say to you today, I say from the heart. We enter this session in a season of uncertainty, a season of uncertainty for our state, certainly a season of uncertainty for our nation, a season of uncertainty globally, and after our meeting with the Minerals Committee the past hour, that seems to be even more confirmed. We also enter this session, for many of us, it is a season of personal transition, of family transition, a term that I have stole from my good friend from Natronic, or from Teton County, as we deal with some of the personal issues that we will have to face in this session. What do we do? What do we do about that? Well, here's my answer. What we do is we band together. We pick each other up. We take up each other's slack. We ride the longest loop, as the governor would like to say. And we collectively, with one spirit, put ourselves to the task of solving the very big problems that are before us. If we do that, the people of the state of Wyoming will benefit, and we will be able to walk away from here saying, job well done. To that end, I pledge to you that I am committed to that task, and I ask you to join me. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Ross. And at this time, I would invite the minority floor leader to come forward if he would like and make a few remarks. Senator Hastert.
Thank you. Governor Mead, Mr. President, members of the 61st Wyoming Senate, special guests, and the citizens of Wyoming, on behalf of the minority party, I offer you greetings and best wishes for this budget session. And I wish to first acknowledge my employer, FMC, their support over the years for me and allowing me to fulfill my legislative responsibilities, and has thus removed a lot of stress from my life and have allowed me to perform my duties, and I want to thank them. As we launch the 61st Wyoming Legislature and this budget session, the thing that I see that requires the most attention from us is the art of working together. We know that the best plans are crafted when people of a variety of views commit themselves to the give and take and creative thinking that generates effective solutions to tough problems. And that's exactly what we need to do. When we come here, each of us represents people who do and do not share our opinions. We've already practiced our sharp arguments. Now that we're together, we have to find the common ground that is in the best interest of Wyoming. Simple civility is the first step. We may disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable about it. Whether or not we are on the same side of a given issue, we are all human beings who have much more that unites us than that divides us. It would be good for the process and good for all of us to remember that in the demanding days ahead. All of us here, legislators, officials, staff, and citizens, create the legislative session out of a set of connections that extend out from this building to the rest of Wyoming and far, far beyond. My son Matthew in Kosovo, deployed with the Wyoming Guard, my mom in Ohio, are both listening in today. And Mom, I hope you feel better soon. As well as my daughter Mary and son Nick, and also to any of my sisters listening in, I love you all. Technology provides all of us with an unprecedented access to the thoughts and opinions, not only of each other, but also of our constituents, near and far. We should expand on that access because it makes it easier for our citizens to form ideas and directions that should flow into our process. And we should open our process to our constituents as much as we possibly can. We are here to make the lives of the people of Wyoming better, not for only us and our generation, but for our children and grandchildren. We are shaping the future of Wyoming for generations to come. May we have the wisdom to perform our duty wisely. I believe it was Robert William Service who wrote, "Remember, it's not the mountain ahead that wears you out. It's the grain of sand in your shoe." Thank you.
Thank you. And I, too, will have a few brief comments, but in my comments, I'd like to have those of you who were here the past budget session, 2 years prior, would remember that we did an action on official state code. And so today I'm going to take just a minute to kind of revisit that and see, in fact, how we've internalized that and illustrate, I think, in regard to the practicality of the situation, what meaning that has. I would start with the eighth principle, in deference to all of you, and say that we should talk less and say more. That will be my attempt. First principle of the code says that we should begin each day with courage. And I know as I look forward to this sometimes daunting task, I have to remind myself that each day we can approach with courage. We should take pride in our work, and I hope that you do, and I think that you should. And I think the governor this morning illustrated in regard to his list of the strengths in Wyoming, both natural resources and our human resources, that we should all take a good deal of pride in. And some of the things that led to those outcomes are going to be done. Some of the very same kinds of things are going to occur during this session to lead to those future outcomes that we, in turn, can take pride in. I think we shall start what we finish. We've got 20 days, but we're gonna finish what we start. We're going to do whatever has to be done, however difficult that may be, but we will do it. We're going to be tough, but we'll be fair. We'll be fair to both sides of the aisle. We'll be fair to everyone that's involved. When we make our promises, we'll keep it. And I'll have to say my promise to you is the same one I've made to all of my constituents, and it's the one I make to anyone. I will simply do the best I can. That's the only promise I can make. It's up to you to decide whether or not that's good enough. Ride for the brand, and that speaks to loyalty, and that's loyalty not only to the Senate, but it's a loyalty to one another. It's a loyalty to your committee chair. It's a loyalty to your leadership, and above all, it's loyalty to the people of Wyoming. We should all remember that there are some things that are not for sale. And I'll let you put that in your mind in the form, in the fashion that I think that it means more as most to you. And we've had extended conversations in regard to the situation that Wyoming finds itself financially. And that's going to be the essence of this budget session and the essence of the debate that we're going to have in the budget. But that final one is simply know where to draw the line. And that's exactly what we're going to be called upon to do collectively as we take collective action upon ratification of the budget and the parts therein. We should know where to draw the line. With that, I hope that I've talked less and said more, but I think it's time that we have some entertainment to kind of lighten ourselves before we go into this heavy session. So with that, it's my pleasure to introduce the Hamilton Street Express from Douglas High School under the direction of Randy Gifford. So the Hamilton Street Express should be waiting in the wings.
Thank you. Oh, Hallelujah, praise His holy name. face how sweeps down that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, and now I see.
Director Gifford and members of the choir, I'm going to ask you to stay for just a moment. Members of the Senate, I'm going to ask you to be at ease until the sound of the gavel. Members of the choir and director, we have another order of business we'd like to have you help us with today. Senator Dockstader, would you stand up, please? Today, choir, is Senator Dockstader's birthday, and I'll tell you, with the kind of talent you got, we just got to use it. Would you lead us in singing happy birthday to Senator Dockstader?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Mr. Gifford, would you come over to the mic here for a moment?
Happy birthday to you.
Director Gifford, we most certainly appreciate your demonstration of talent. You know, I told the choir earlier, this is a group of old, well, not old. I'm the old Douglas Bearcat. So these are all Douglas Bearcats, but these are all people from my neighborhood, and I can't tell you, choir, how much I appreciate you coming and performing the way you did, and certainly you did yourselves and your school very proud. So it's obviously you've got a great, great teacher. So here's a small token of our appreciation, a certificate that you can take home. So thank you, Director.
Thank you.
All right. We'll remain at ease until the choir clip, but thank you so much. The choir would like this. Okay.
Hey, Festus. Festus. Mr. Dillon.
He's Chester. Chester. I've had it done. Wops, get up of the grass. That's right. I'll break both of your legs. Capiche?
Senate will come back to order. The next order of business is the introduction of bills. Before we go into the introduction of bills, Senator Jennings, did you have something
for us?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce Bishop Charles Trim. Thank you, Bishop. Bishop Trim has a pilot project around the state finding places for homeless veterans. And I'd like to give him a Wyoming welcome and thank you.
Members of the Senate and new members particularly, as we go into this introduction process that we find ourselves in during the budget session, I would remind you to refer to Rule 24-1 in regard to the introduction process. I would simply say for those of you, you know, the first few days you were a little nervous as I am and a little rusty as I am sometimes, but I would just remind you that the appropriate motion would be to move the bill for introduction, and then, of course, you can ask for favorable consideration. So with that, Senate File 8, first reading of the bill, and the reading clerk will read the bill, please.
Senate File 8, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Ethanol Tax Credit, an act relating to taxation.
Senate File 8. Senator Schiffer, would you like to introduce the bill?
Mr. President, in accordance with Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction of Senate File 8. Ethanol. I think it's on, isn't it? I think we're on.
It is on.
Senate File 8, Ethanol Tax Credit. Mr. President, during the interim, your Transportation and Military Affairs Committee looked at highway funding in view of the changed circumstances, both at the federal level, where it appears we are going to get less federal support for highway construction and maintenance, and also tightening of the finances, the fiscal condition for this state. And what we looked at is a set of and I'll come to you, as distinct Senate files, but looking at ways to either tighten up, in other words, to bring back into the highway maintenance fund different diversions of that fund from over the years, or drawing in some different revenue, and you'll see these one by one. You'll get a chance to react to each and every one of them. I hope it will be a favorable reaction. But what we're trying to do is increase the flow to maintain our highways long term. Many of these do not actually have an effect for a year, some of them 2 years. But over the long haul, what we're hoping to do is enhance the availability of funds on a sustainable basis to maintain our highways. This bill is one component of that. This bill eliminates the subsidy on ethanol production. It's a 40-cent a gallon subsidy on ethanol production for a plant in this state. This program has been going on, started in the 90s. It's been capped. The cap on it is $4 million a year. There's been, over the lifetime of the plant, a little over $30 million diverted from the highway maintenance fund to provide this tax credit. The reason is that in the mid-90s, when this bill came through, appropriations didn't... There was
30
no
seconds.
There was absolutely no money. The only place to get money was out of the highway maintenance fund. That was where the money was. We were at zero. So that's what we did. It's been a diversion over the years. I believe, like any good program, we nurtured it along. We brought it up. Now it's time, particularly with the 85-15 federal mandate, for that industry to stand on its own. We give them 2 years.
Thank you, Senator Schiffer.
And I urge for your support for Senate File 8.
As we know, the roll call is required on all the bills except the budget bill. Two-third majority is required, and I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll on Senate File 8.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothbus,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused, Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 8, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 2. I'd ask the reading clerk to read the bill.
Senate File 2, sponsored by the Management Council, appropriation for the legislature. An act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
Senator Ross, would you like to move the bill?
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 2 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is the appropriation bill for the maintenance of the legislature and for our continued funding. It has been approved already by Management Council. The main components of this bill are: there is session salaries involved, not only for legislators, but LSO staff and the session staff. There's committee work, salaries, mileage, per diem for interim work. There's also administrative expenses, including such things as supplies, printing, photocopying, etc. There's also appropriations in this bill that are carried forward from previous appropriation for the legislature. Are for those projects that remain uncompleted, and there are some small provisions in it for
furnishings, etc., as recommended by the Select Committee on Legislative Facilities. There's also funding in here for the new technology system, which has been recommended by the Select Committee on Legislative Technologies and Process. With that, I would ask your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator Ross. The Chief Clerk would please call the roll on Senate File 2.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader. Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 2, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. First, Senate File 57, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 57, sponsored by the Education Committee, Education Accountability, an act relating to the Wyoming Accountability in Education Act.
Senator Crowe.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 57, ask for a favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, this is the work that followed up on the Senate File 70 process last year on accountability in education. And as you recall, that particular piece of legislation created a select committee, of which we met, I think, every month since April for at least 2 days, and an advisory group that was headed up by a private sector person, and they did an awful lot of work on this particular scheme that we're working on here. So what this does, this is the bill that the Select Committee handed off to the Joint Education Committee last month. It's a comprehensive scheme for design and implementation of a statewide educational accountability system. We had consultants on board, and mainly Scott Marion and Chris Domaleski with the National Center for Improvement of Educational Assessment. The State Board of Education will be charged with setting the policy and drafting the guiding business, and the department is responsible for the administration portion. Measurement in this bill, as we look at trying to measure outcomes, will be in four areas, that being growth, achievement, equity, and career or college readiness. The system includes the creation of a panel, that to be outlined by statute by the State Board of Education. They'll determine set cut scores and determine performance and target levels. In-depth and technical reporting requirements associated with the system, there'll be four levels of performance outlined in the bill. The State Board is also required to pilot the entire system for presentation to the Select Committee by August 15th of 2012. The bill also continues the work of the Select and Advisory Committees over the course of the next 2 years. We realized in the accountability process that this wasn't something that we could solve right now with this one bill. We felt that needs to be an ongoing process for at least 2 more years. So I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 57.
Thank you, Senator Coe. Chief Clerk will please call the roll on Senate File 57.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks. Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused, Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 57, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 18, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 18, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Reimbursement for Livestock, an act relating to livestock.
Senator Geis.
And ask for your favor to vote on Senate File 18. This is the old brucellosis bill we used to have, and what we're doing is changing it over to handle all Class A diseases that's registered in the Livestock Board. And we spent around $200,000 last year reimbursing different outbreaks of brucellosis in Park County and over in Sublette County in those areas. And then we found out this year we had two cases of TB in Campbell County, which came in out of South Dakota without a health certificate. So it's all around us. So what we're doing is moving this account to handle those different diseases, and we're asking for $500,000 in it. We spent about $200,000 last year, so if we run out of money, well, then we can't pay any more. But it's to help with the market value. They have to sell the livestock, and what a bred cow is worth and what she gets on the market as a diseased cow is different. So it'll just kind of help make up the difference, and I'd ask for your vote.
Thank you, Senator Geis. Chief Clerk will call a roll in regard to Senate File 18.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
No.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings. Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 18, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 21, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 21, sponsored by the Judiciary, Saving Statute Application to Government Claims, an act relating to civil procedure.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move Senate File 21, Saving Statute Application of Governmental Claims, and ask for your favorable consideration by the body. What you've got here is in the work in the interim by the Judiciary Committee. This goes to the Governmental Claims Act. This particular issue, Governmental Claims Act has been somewhat of a minefield for individuals trying to pursue claims against the state when they've been aggrieved by state, by the state, or employees of the state. And the savings clause applies to basically every other type of litigation to allow parties to get to the point where they can actually produce their claims on the merit. Because of the minefield, there's been numerous reversals and people have been thrown out of court on technicalities. What this does in a savings clause, it allows that to come back. If there is a reversal, that a Wyoming citizen can come back and amend that. And it's not excluded because the time has now lapsed. Even though they originally filed the claim timely, and it ultimately it didn't work out in their favor due to a technicality, and allows it to come back on the merits. So it puts it on the it one. It I think it the idea is to allow citizens the ability to have the same redress against the state of Wyoming they would have against any other entity when they've got a valid claim, and so. With that, we'd ask for your favorable consideration. This is one of two bills that have to deal with the Governmental Claims Act, and we'd ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 21.
Thank you, Senator Perkins. Chief Clerk will please call a roll on Senate File 21.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 21, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 3, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 3, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Secretary of State Authority, an act relating to the Secretary of State.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 3, Secretary of State Authority, and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is a product of, of course, the Interim Corporations Committee. It's kind of a follow-up bill to the efforts we had a few years ago to make Wyoming's corporations laws less fraud-friendly. And this has to do with the issue of registered agents who file false information or with the Secretary of State's office. We heard some pretty rough horror stories of people forming corporations from prison cells, from or hijacking other corporations. What this allows is that the Secretary of State can refuse to accept documents that they are believed to be false, that they can have powers to issue a cease and desist order, and it provides that the person, of course, that this happens to has the right to appeal under the Administrative Procedures Act. But, Mr. President, we were persuaded as a committee that there is definitely an inability of the Secretary of State to refuse documents that he knows are false due to the circumstances. For example, they can trace that the person that filed the paperwork isn't even from where they said they were. They may be incarcerated. They may be a known felon that has done this everywhere, and there's nothing they can do about it. This gives them the power to refuse that paperwork, but it also allows for an appeal process under the administrative and other procedures. Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator Case. Reading clerk or the chief clerk will please call the roll in regard to Senate File 3.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 3, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 9, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 9, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, allocation of sales tax paid on diesel to highways, an act relating to sales tax.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, in accordance with Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction of Senate File 9, allocation of sales tax paid on diesel to highways. Mr. President, this is another one of those bills gathering up revenue streams. What this applies to, and to give you some background, currently fines and forfeitures in our Constitution go to the local school district where the fine and forfeiture was paid. There's a companion bill coming through with a constitutional amendment to move fines and forfeitures back to the to YDOT into their maintenance and construction budget. The basically what this does for off-road diesel, there's no fuel tax paid, the 14 cents that we all pay. But it is subject to sales tax. Oh, I'm sorry. We're on sales tax. Currently, I'll get back on course as soon as I can get on the on-ramp, Mr. President. Sales tax, off-road, there is no diesel tax on it. What this does, but you do pay sales tax on that, except for the railroads, which don't. What this does is say that sales tax that you pay in lieu of the regular diesel tax goes into highway construction and maintenance, and that's what this bill does. It puts off-road, the tax on off-road fuel into the maintenance of highways. It doesn't increase the tax on anyone. It's what's being paid now. It just puts it into highway maintenance. I ask for your favorable
consideration. Thanks, Senator Schiffer. Chief Clerk, call a roll in regard to Senate File 9.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson. Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
No.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 9, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 30, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 30, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, Highway Patrol, Game Warden, and Investigator Retirement. An act relating to the Wyoming State Highway Patrol, Game and Fish Warden, Criminal Investigators Retirement Act.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File Number 30. Ladies and gentlemen, Joint Appropriations Interim Committee has been looking at the retirement accounts for the various parties. You'll recall that last year, actually maybe 2 years ago, we increased the contributions for state employees under the big plan to make sure that that plan would work for a higher level of actuary soundness. This is an account for Highway State Patrol, Game and Fish Wardens, Criminal Investigator Retirement Act, and at present their contribution rates are insufficient to make the account actuary sound on a long-term basis. What this does is increase the contribution rates to be paid in order to push the account to a higher level actuary soundness. I urge that you support the bill.
Thank you, Senator Nicholas. Regard to Senate File 30, Chief Clerk, call a roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll. Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer. Scott excused.
Von
Flatern. President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 30, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 17, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 17, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Game and Fish Authority Revisions, an act relating to game and fish.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, under Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction, Senate File 17, and Game and Fish Authority Revisions. Mr. President, this bill basically does two things. It goes into the statutes where there's an incredible amount of specificity as to the amount of pull on longbows and crossbows and how far the draw can be back and grain regarding big game hunting. And what it does is it removes all that and puts it into rule and regulation under a Game and Fish Commission, which I think is where it should be, especially when you consider the gains that have been made in terms of the inventions and engineering of these various weapons. The second thing the bill does is it allows Game and Fish to bait animals, especially white-tailed deer, in those areas where there is an overpopulation and they've been achieving an under-harvest as to what their goals are. And I happen to be in one of those areas, and frankly, if you can get from Sheridan to my home without hitting a deer, you're probably better off. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I urge the committee to vote for introduction. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Regards Senate File 17, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks. Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused, Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 17, having received two-thirds majority of vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 22, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 22, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Candlestein Laboratory Operation Appeal, an act relating to public health and safety.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move Senate File 22, Clandestine Laboratory Operation Appeal. Mr. President, we're bringing this back for two reasons. One, it's so much fun to hear our reader say the word. And the other reason we're bringing it back is, if you remember that from a few years ago. Anyway, the main reason we're bringing it back is, for whatever reason, when we passed the Clandestine Lab and the cleanups and the reimbursements several years ago, we've applied it a procedure that's different than any other administrative type of appeal. So the purpose of this is to bring it back under the Administrative Procedures Act, so it proceed like any other administrative appeal, and get rid of some timelines and some other things in there that were just different. And so we'd ask your favorable consideration for Senate File 22. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Perkins. Senate File 22, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused, Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 22, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 35, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 35, sponsored by the Capital Financing Committee, Higher Education Reserve Accounts, and Act Relating to Public Funds.
Who would like to rise to this bill?
You want me to do this one? Come here. I guess I will.
Okay, Senator Perkins, go ahead. Senate File 35.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, I'd move Senate File 35 for our Education Reserve Account and ask for your body's favorable consideration. While we, the one meeting we had on the Select Capital Finance and Investments Committee that we had this year, we came up with this. What we found is that the interest that's earned on the Higher Education Reserve Account, that it actually pulls it out and puts it into the general fund. So what this does is we thought that ultimately, the idea is ultimately that stuff rolls back in and builds up, and so we found this, what we consider to be a correction need to be made so that it makes it clear that this money should stay in the Hathaway and continue to build the Hathaway Fund. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Perkins. Senate File 35, the Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstader, Driscoll, Emmerich, Esquibel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Platern. President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 35, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 4, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 4, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Registered Agents, Commercial Agent Registration, and Act Relating to Registered Agents.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 4, Registered Agents, Commercial Agent Registration. Again, like the last bill, Mr. President, this deals with registered agents who file with the Secretary of State's office. There's sort of a problem now in that sometimes registered agents fail to file the renewals that would tie them to be the registered agent of a company. This actually happens quite consistently, and we're really talking about professional registered agents here, some of which have hundreds of companies that they are the agent for. And, Mr. President, what this would require is that you can't just fail to file the renewal and then we have no contact for the company. What this says is you really have some ongoing obligations to be the contact for the company until a new registered agent is established. And that's basically what the bill does, Mr. President. It's, again, an effort to counter fraud and this milling process that happens where you've seen websites and advertisements for websites where thousands and thousands of corporations have been placed in Wyoming, some are which apply to registered agents of questionable character and ability. There are plenty of reputable law firms that are registered agents for a lot of places. They've looked at this bill. I think they can agree with it, and I think we're in good shape throughout Wyoming. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Case. Senate File 4, Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 4, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 19, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 19, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Predator Management Districts Management, and Act Relating to Predator Control.
Senator Geis.
And ask for your favorable vote. All we're doing here is verifying who's eligible to vote as a predator. And what we're doing is you have to be a paid-up member for 12 months in order to be entitled to vote on any of the predator managements. And that's all the bill does. I'd ask for your favorable vote.
Thank you, Senator Geis. In regard to Senate File 19, Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins. Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 19, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate, we're going to stand at ease for just a couple of minutes. I have a technical issue up here. I want to get with the clerk on it for just a minute, and we'll be right back at it.
I can't get this one to shut off. So I'm trying to shut it off too much. Come on.
Didn't take long. Let's take our seats. We'll get back in the saddle. Senate File 10. First reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 10, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Youth Challenge Program Sunset Date, and Act Relating to the Military Department.
Senator Nutting, would you like to introduce this bill, please?
I move Senate File 10, Youth Challenge Program Sunset Date. This is a program that has been in place for some time. It's scheduled to sunset in 2012. This bill moves that sunset ahead 5 years so that it makes a sunset date 2017. This program provides education for students who have exhausted all of their third and fourth chances in our current system. It provides either high school diploma or ability for the students to take the equivalent examination. There are lots of statistics showing the great value of this program, but I can say these statistics are actual students. Many of them testify that this program has indeed saved their lives. It's a great attribute for the state of Wyoming, and I ask favorable consideration for Senate File 10.
Thank you, Senator Nutting. Senate File 10, Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Hastert.
Excused, I guess.
Meyer.
Excused.
Meyer, aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 1 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 10.
Having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senators, I know it's going to take us a while to kind of get back into this habit of sitting and whatnot. I plan to take a break probably about 4 o'clock. If that's too long, we can take one sooner. But I'm going to try to keep on moving, get these. So I'd urge you to stay the course if you can and be in your seat when the roll's called. With that, next Senate File 36, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 36, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Park Acquisition of LX Bar Ranch, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, under Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 36, State Park's Acquisition of LX Bar Ranch, for introduction. Mr. President, anybody familiar with the history of the state of Wyoming knows the name John B. Kendrick. He was a former governor, a former state senator, an icon of the state, and he was a large landowner in all through northern Wyoming and southern Montana. He built three major ranch headquarters. The best built one and the most extravagant one was the LX Bar Ranch. It is about 20 miles north of Arvada. He brought in a fellow named Usman, who was an immigrant, I believe, from Norway, and was a master stonemason, and they quarried the rock within actually a couple of hundred yards of where the ranch headquarters are. It's a magnificent bunch of buildings, a solar-powered chicken coop, among other things. Amazing to see. It was finished 100 years ago. It was just over the county line in Crook County, and as soon as it was done, there was apparently a hostile takeover of Western Crook and Weston counties, and somehow turned into Campbell County. And from that, Mr. President, we have proceeded to the point where those headquarters have been abandoned for the last 50 years. The buildings are still in unbelievable shape. There is a gentleman who has owned them for the last 20 years, and he is willing to donate them to the state along with 40 acres of land. That's what this bill does. This bill does two things. It authorizes the acceptance by the state of the land and provides those funds that the state parks department thinks are needed in order to go in, stabilize the property, and preserve it. There are no further plans for it at this point. The reason we're bringing it now is because the gentleman willing to donate it is in not dire health, but in of questionable health, and he doesn't know if he'll be able to do this anytime in the near future or not. That's why this is timely at the moment. The funds that are proposed may not be as much as it costs, and they are one-time funds. And I would ask the body to vote for introduction of this bill, at which time, when we bring the bill back, I'll bring photos of the buildings themselves.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Regard to Senate File 36, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
No, she's...
Really. Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson. Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Is the other no over there?
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 36, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 23, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 23, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the introduction of Senate File 23, Death Penalty of Lethal Injection, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. What we have here is the Department of Corrections came to us. The issue is simply that one of the substances used in the cocktail that we administer in executing a person is no longer made, no longer available. And so what this bill does is provide some flexibility so that the Department of Correction can find those substances that would lack in a similar fashion, a similar way. And so we thought it best to bring this before it's needed. We don't have anybody on death row who we anticipate would be executed anytime soon, but we'd like to have this done so that if the event that were to happen, that we're in compliance with the law. So appreciate your favorable consideration on this matter.
Thank you, Senator Perkins. Senate File 23, Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
Landon.
Aye. Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 23, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senators, realizing that many of you were at a meeting from 1 to 2 and probably didn't get an opportunity to make all the stops before coming in, we're going to stand at ease for about 10 minutes. Sound of the gavel. Senate will come back to order. Is Gail here? Okay. Senate File 5, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 5, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, County Commissioners, Removal of Appointed Board Members, and Act Relating to District Boards.
Senator Case, would you like to introduce this bill?
Sure would, Mr. President. Thank you. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 5, County Commissioners, Removal of Appointed Board Members. The essence of it is it allows county, gives, makes it clear that county commissioners would have the power to remove board members that they have appointed. The bill's consistent in the language that it says they can remove for just cause and without a public hearing unless the removed person or the director requests a public hearing. We debated a lot long and hard about whether they even needed to have cause to remove someone that they have appointed, and the committee came down on the side that there was a little bit of independence required of boards, and that cause was a good thing. So it consistently goes into all these different boards, which include Predator Management Board we discussed earlier, Planning Commissions, Airport Boards, Fair Boards, Public Recreation Boards, Museum Boards, Solid Waste, County Health Boards, and that's the bill, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Case. Senate File 5, the Chief Clerk will call the roll, please.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe. Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Nicholas.
Aye. Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 5, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 11, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 11, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Veterans Skilled Nursing Center, and Act Relating to the Department of Health and Veterans.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, in accordance with Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction of Senate File 11, Veterans Skilled Nursing Center. Mr. President, your management audit did a audit of the needs for veterans care. This was one of the things that they brought forward. This is a state-operated skilled nursing level facility. We are the only state in the nation that doesn't have a program of this sort. This is for basically your destitute, your homeless, some of the veterans that have checked out from previous wars and are looking for a place to go to get skilled nursing care. Currently, we operate a home that's a domiciliary. You got to be self-sufficient to be in it. This takes it to that next level. It's a very much needed, and I urge for your support.
Thank you, Senator Schiffer. Senate File 11, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout. Burns. Case. Christensen. Coe. Cooper. Dockstader. Driscoll. Emmerich. Esquivel. Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern?
No.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 20 ayes, 9 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 11, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 47, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 47, sponsored by the Select Water Committee, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, and Act Relating to Water Development Projects.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I would move Senate File 47 for your favorable consideration. It's the Omnibus Construction Bill. This is count two, going in the final phase of the water project. And I'd ask you to vote for your favorite introduction. There's a little bunny money in here for everybody.
Senate File 47, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Case no to I. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 47, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 41, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 41, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Wolf Management, and Act Relating to Game and Fish.
Senator Burns, would you like to rise to this one?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, under Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 41, Wolf Management, for introduction and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, there are wolves in Wyoming. And this is supposedly the cure for it. For those who are interested in this bill, there will be a joint TRW committee meeting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. over at B63, I think it's called, in the basement of the Hirschler Building. Steve Farrell and Jay Jurdy will be there. We will go over the bill with the proposed amendments that have resulted from Mr. Jurdy's and Mr. Farrell's further negotiations with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And with that, Mr. President, I ask the body to vote aye.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Senate File 41, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott excused, Von Flatern, President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 41, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 6, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 6, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, County Hospital, County Memorial Hospital District's Staggered Terms, an act relating to County Memorial Hospital Districts.
Senator Case, would you like to introduce the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 6, County Memorial Hospital District Staggered Terms. The bill was brought to the Corporations Committee by the County Commissioners Association. They felt that there was an ambiguity in the law with relating to hospital terms in terms of subsequent terms, whether they should be staggered or not. So you can see the entirety of the bill is actually, that's all old language, with the line 18 on page 2 is that terms thereafter shall be consecutively staggered. It now adds what those terms are. Terms thereafter shall be 5 years consecutively staggered. The county commissioners wanted it, and we always try to help them out.
Thank you, Senator Case. Senate File 6. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused, Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 6, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 42, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 42, large project funding, sponsored by the Select Natural Resources Funding Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resources Funding Act.
Senator Hicks, please introduce the bill.
Mr. President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I'd like to move Senate File 42. This is the Natural Resource Large Project Fund. They're looking for an expenditure of $6.7 million out of the Wildlife and Natural Resource Income Account. And I would like to remind the body this board has the statutory authority to approve these funds. We oversee and concur with that approval on large projects. Last year, the trust fund received over 100 applications for funding. They funded 80 of those, and out of those 80, there was 13 projects that exceeded $200,000 in expenditures. These are the projects that are in the large project funding bill. Majority of these this year are looking at, there's 12 easements and one continuing project. I would remind you of the discourse that the governor gave today on the importance of the Wildlife Natural Resource Trust Fund. One of the reasons that we're seeing a large amount of easements this year is the federal government in the last 2 years has pumped over $60 million into the state of Wyoming to preclude listing of sage grouse. All of these projects in this large project have a sage grouse component. There was a letter issued by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service given consideration to the fact that given the obligation that the state of Wyoming is putting forward through this trust fund and through matching these federal dollars, it is was a significant consideration in precluding the listing of sage grouse. With that, Mr. President, I'd ask the body of the whole for favorable consideration on Senate File 42.
Thank you, Senator Hicks. Senate File 42, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed.
Senate File 42, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 43, first reading of the bill.
Should I have a vote?
I'm sorry.
And my computer's locked
getting
up.
In a hurry.
It's 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Okay. With the final vote, Senate File 42, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel, and I beg your pardon for that. Senate File 43, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 43, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks Acquisition of Lands, and Act Relating to State Parks and Cultural Resources.
Go ahead, Senator Burns.
One, I move for introduction of Senate File 43, State Parks Acquisition of Lands, and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, in an attempt to again be more efficient, your committee number 6 again has crafted a bill that does two things in one bill. One thing it does, if you look on page 3, it appropriates money to purchase property in Hot Springs State Park in the Buffalo pasture. This is a key part of the pasture, and the state has not owned it. It was something that was frankly overlooked about four or five years ago when we appropriated money to purchase land for various state parks. The other thing it does is it refers to the Oddfellows Hall up in Douglas, which it turns out, I didn't realize this, was the only POW camp during World War II in the state of Wyoming, and one of the buildings still exists. It is currently the Oddfellows Hall. The Oddfellows, of which I think there are only two or three left, are aging. They are willing to donate this building, and the city of Douglas is willing to make a number of other considerations in addition to providing docents for the state to turn this into a museum commemorating the POW camp. It was mostly Italian prisoners. There are some really amazing murals that are in the building itself. Most of the building is as it what originally was, and these are original murals from World War II. With that, Mr. President, I ask the body for favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator Burns. In regard to Senate File 43, I would ask the Chief Clerk to please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott excused. Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 6 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 43, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 7, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 7, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Election Districts Revisions, an act relating to election districts.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 7, Election Districts Revisions. This is a bit of a companion bill to the redistricting efforts. It was brought to our attention by the county clerks. Basically, what it deals with is the fact that redistricting of legislative districts may cause the clerks to have to redraw some voter precincts. And those voter precincts have to be approved by county commissioners. Currently, they have to be approved in April of a given year. This bill says they have to be approved by the Board of County Commissioners in May. But there's a problem in that when you allocate precinct committee men and women, you do that on the basis of the election, the votes cast in the preceding congressional election. And that may not be possible to render that. If you're splitting precincts, you may not. There are voter issues in actually knowing that percentage of votes cast in the particular area where the new precinct is going to be. Are you with me? You know about the old precinct because you got that vote tabula, but you don't know who's who and where their votes were. So the problem is you've got to figure out a way to allocate precinct committee men and women. This says you do it on the basis of voter registration. So it's a way to get you by until you can allocate it based on the next the results of the congressional election following with the new precinct boundaries. I hope I'm clear. It's one of the it's a necessary thing for us to be able to properly allocate precinct committee men and women after redistricting and the county changes precinct boundaries.
Thank you, Senator Case. Senate File 7, would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott excused, Von Platern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed, 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 7, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, February the 13th, 2012, message number 1, Mr. President. The House of Representatives of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session has been called to order by Speaker Edward Buchanan and is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, February the 13th, 2012, message number 2. Mr. President, this is to inform you that the following named persons are duly appointed as new members of the House of Representatives of the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming and are serving until the first Monday in January following the next general election. Representative Tom Reeder as representative from District 58, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, February the 13th, 2012, message number 3, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following standing committees for the 2012 budget session of the 61st Legislature, dispensing with further reading. From the House of Representatives, February the 13th, 2012, message number 4. Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2012 budget session of the 61st Legislature, dispensing with further reading. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 14th.
Are there any announcements?
Mr. President. Senator Schiffer, and then we'll go to Senator Geis.
Go ahead.
Me?
Quick, Senator
Mr. President,
Schiffer.
Your Committee Number 8, Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet in 15 minutes up in Senate 14 to take up Senate File 8, Ethanol Tax Credit, Senate File 9, Allocation of Sales Tax Paid on Diesel to Highways, Senate File 10, Youth Challenge Program Sunset Date, and Senate File 11, Veteran Skilled Nursing Center.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, and Water Resources. We're going to have a meeting at 7 o'clock and 3:02 in the morning with the U.S. Forest Service, so anyone's welcome to come in and ask all the questions you want and find out what's going on with your Forest Service. And then tomorrow night upon adjournment, your committee will take up Senate File 18, Reimbursement for Livestock upon that, and then Senate File 19 is Predator Management District.
Senator Case?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in room S-19 at the top of the stairs to take up Senate File 3, Secretary of State Authority, Senate File 4, Registered Agents, Commercial Agent Registration, and Senate File 5, County Commissioners' Removal of Appointed Board Members. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Bebout. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, will just gather here at my desk upon adjournment for some scheduling discussions. Other announcements? Senator Burns?
Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Joint Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in the Herschler Building, Room B63, to discuss Senate File 41, Wolf Management. This is a presentation, so we understand the bill. There will be no action taken on the bill tomorrow morning. But anybody is welcome.
Senator Perkins, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet on Wednesday, February the 15th at 8 a.m. in S1 to undertake the following bills. Here on the following bills, Senate File 21, Savings Statute, Application of Governmental Claims, Senate File 23, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection, Senate File 22, Clandestine Laboratory Operation Appeal.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Joint Appropriations Committee will be meeting upon adjournment today to go over the amendments to the budget. We'll continue tomorrow morning about 8 if we need to continue. Tomorrow at adjournment on Tuesday, the Joint Appropriations Committee will meet to actually vote on the final bill. Thank you.
Are there other announcements? Seeing none, I would simply say that was a very, very good first start, and any race starts with a good shot out of the block. So you guys got right out of the blocks and we're on our way. Thank you. I think you did what you had to do, and you did what was put before you. You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The Senate, that motion has carried. The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m., tomorrow morning.